Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. My name is Neha Wunava, your host for the transformation of a lifetime. So the explosive success that you want is not only attainable, but it's much less stressful on you. I'm going to give you the tips, tools, and get you into CEO thinking so that women and people of color just like you work smarter and get way ahead. This is legacy leadership, and it's unlike anything you've been taught before. So tune in and listen up. Let's go.
Welcome to this week's episode of Brown AF. We are moving in full speed about how to accelerate your executive career and be really, really effective in your current job so that you can have any job, role, or position that you ever desire. And today I want to talk about gender and cultural, societal roles that tend to impact how we show up and our performance at work. Because when we know how to transform our behavior, our effectiveness in the role that we have right now, no matter if you are on the verge of burnout, if you're working too hard and you're exhausted, if you have a toxic boss that overlooks you or a coworker or somebody that you just can't seem to get along with that's making you crazy, what we want to do is know how to evaluate, clean up, and execute strategically no matter what we face in our organization or externally in the market. Because when we do, we go from being an exhausted or burned out leader into being a pure powerhouse executive. And we want to make sure that we kind of unwind some of the things that we learned growing up as a person of color, as a brown person, a minority in the United States or in any work environment, like how I grew up. And what we were taught is, listen, don't complain. And I hear many of my clients sharing that the way that they were raised, they weren't encouraged to complain. We all had so much going on. There wasn't time to complain or have that luxury, right? We had to suck it up. And so were our parents. This was about establishing ourselves and surviving, making a name literally for ourselves with these really strange and different names. And we just had to grin and bear it. We wanted to stay under the radar. Don't rock the boat. Don't call additional attention to ourselves. And so number one, that line of thinking, like, I don't want to be a problem. I don't want to complain. I don't want to call attention to myself. This can really hinder our communication effectiveness in higher and higher roles, in roles where we are required and we are hired to share our expertise, to point out risk, and to reduce risk. So now I want you to start noticing how this can tend to be a liability in your career, when you take a kind of negative way of thinking about something and then operate with that as you move forward. The next thing that sounds really good and helpful is another cultural tenet that can harm us as we accelerate and get into higher, higher levels of visibility. And this is the idea that we were taught that we always have to work harder to succeed. Now, of course, when we are establishing ourselves for the very, very first time in a country where we don't have roots and we didn't have parents that went to primary schooling, elementary, junior high, we're putting it all together. It's true. Our parents had to work harder to overcome the racism, the prejudice, the lack of knowledge about our culture, our South Asian heritage, our names, our food. It was constant. I know it was constant. It was a survival mechanism. And we coped with that by really making sure that we had a perfect product at all times. And that had its efficacy, its necessity when we were establishing and surviving in that mode. But we want to be really, really careful when we take that perfect mode, that student kind of thinking, and try to continue operating like that as an executive. This is going to cause us to overwork. It's going to cause us to be overly protective of our work, of our thoughts, of our ideas, and it's going to cause us to work much, much longer hours than necessary. And in essence, that means you are not being efficient. And people will notice this about you. They will think to themselves, man, why does it take this person 4 hours to do something that should be done in 1 hour? This is a student kind of thinking and a very junior level thinking, because executives are hired to think strategically above the fray, to look around the corner and around the bend, to be strategic, to point out risks and mitigate them, reduce the risk by creating a better product, a better service, a better brand, a better company. And this comes from speaking up. This comes by being more visible. This comes by getting out of the day-to-day weeds, out of the day-to-day meetings where things aren't getting done and decisions aren't being made and actions aren't being taken, because we're waiting for that perfect data, that perfect level of information. But that is a mid-level way to think, or even an entry-level way to think. That is not an executive strategic way of thinking. So if this is something that you are still using, I have to have perfect information to make the perfect decision before I move forward, that leads to inefficiency. Working harder instead of smarter leads to inefficiency, which means you're wasting time and you're wasting money, and people are picking up that energy from you. Another thing that we have to be really careful about is this conditioning that many of us, as a person of color, as a brown person, as a woman, as a person that was raised and socialized as a female, to be sweet and to be nice at all costs, to make sure that we are well liked. And we can really, really contort that and make ourselves crazy by going out of the way to be sweet and to be nice and to be kind. And listen, as an executive, they are hiring you to display and showcase your expertise and for you to point out what is necessary. That is what they need you to do. And this is not a time for you to just acquiesce because you don't have the energy, because you don't want to argue, or because you don't want to contradict. You are there to do this in an eloquent and neutral way. So if you find yourself constantly bending over backwards, acquiescing, allowing things to happen instead of calling it on the carpet, calling attention to it, fixing it, and following up, there's a problem. You're going to let low performers ruin the culture. You're going to let toxic coworkers and executives dominate and dictate. You will not be creating an environment where people feel psychological safety to say what needs to be done to have you be an outstanding company with an outstanding product, service, or brand with the very best clients and customers. And you want to watch if you are always the one that's sacrificing your time, your energy, your effort, because that is showing a lack of boundaries. If you are always trying to be the one that's volunteering and sacrificing in order to please others and get what you need from them or get them to think of you in a certain way, that again is an inefficient. And I want to use this word. It really stuck with me when somebody said, when you are manipulating other people's behaviors and thoughts by saying things a certain way or by wanting them to always think a certain way about you that's positive, this is really called people pleasing. And instead of them dealing with who you are at your core authentically, you are manipulating their thoughts and their beliefs about you instead of them really seeing who you are in your highest sense of authority and power and genius. So being too sweet and nice, putting other people's needs and happiness before your own, before your time commitments, before your decision-making and your connection and continuity and follow through to difficult decisions. When you put other people's needs and happiness before your own, this is highly, highly correlated with burnout and exhaustion. So I really want you to be thinking to yourself, where are you doing these things? Where are you not complaining because you think it's negative and you're not speaking up? Where are you working too hard and really being ineffective or inefficient? Where are you being sweet and nice and acquiescing or putting other people's happiness before your own to please them? And then the final two are, where are you thinking of yourself, your self-identity, your experience, what you bring to the table as junior or subservient? Oftentimes in South Asian culture, we are taught to defer to the elders no matter what. We are taught to not speak up, not push back, not create disrespect. And of course, that has relevance in certain times. But as an executive, as you rise, as you are increasing your influence, your impact, and when the stakes get higher and people are hiring you to manage anything that you face in the market, in the industry, with your team, you have to stop thinking of yourself as junior or subservient. You are not. You are there for your expertise. And finally, oftentimes it can be a common practice to compare ourselves. When we are in that perfection mode, when we are in that student mode and judging ourselves our whole lives on, are we doing it right? Is it perfect enough? Did I have that 4.0? Am I smart enough? When we constantly do that, we're going to be comparing ourselves to others instead of cultivating direction and a foundation inside of ourselves. So I want you to notice if you're doing any of these things, where you're not saying what needs to be said, where you're working too hard, where you're being too sweet and nice, where you are thinking of yourself as junior, even 5, 10, 15, 20 years into your position. This often happens, but we have to switch out of that behavior and that kind of self-identity. And we must stop comparing ourselves to other people's behaviors, to other people's titles, to other people's external lives, because we have no idea what's really going on in their marriages or with their relationship with their boss. These images on social media, on LinkedIn, are curated. And we can't be comparing our real life and life experiences to other people's curated images and snapshots in time. So here's what I want you to do instead. I want you to be a person that is taking different executive actions. So speak up, know your reasons, know why you're doing what you're doing, and really get the facts and speak from the numbers. Now, I'm not talking about exhaustive research. I'm talking about the basic numbers that you need to have to move something forward and neutralize that conversation inside your brain so you can speak effectively with the board, your CEO, the rest of the executives, investors, anybody, all your key stakeholders. This is the way to do that. Next, Identify the MVP. You want to start always identifying the minimum viable product and moving that forward. Focus on progress over perfection. My father taught us this, and it has been a true gem of a belief system. And you have to tie your results to a constrained amount of time. I help my executives build their key priorities on 25 hours a week. Anything else over that is now gravy. I want you to be super judicious with your time moving forward so that you can be viewed as extremely effective and strategic. And you have to start getting okay with becoming uncomfortable in your day-to-day and actually getting what you want and need. You are going to think about yourself as being, oh my gosh, this is rude or arrogant. This is pushy. When I speak about myself, when I articulate who I am, this is bragging. It's boastful. Maybe you even think being clear and direct is bitchy. And I want you to switch into a different mode of thinking by reframing and experiencing all of these quote unquote negative feelings. This is going to be a part of your growth. And I want you to really start defining your self-identity as an executive and CEO as a senior expert, as somebody who has the trifecta, the education, the experience, and the expertise. I want you to build evidence inside of yourself every single day. Take 5 or 10 minutes to build that evidence. Journal about how that is true every single day. You will rewrite the way your brain thinks and operates. You will create new powerful neural pathways, and you will create a better, more powerful relationship with yourself and a new self-identity. And I want you to stop comparing yourself to other people. You have to be the CEO and the executive of the ideal outcome. You have to chart your course and make different choices and decisions. And you do that by learning how to make decisions better. I teach my clients exactly how to do that. And when you see the choice, the agency, and the control that you have in your life, you will stop comparing and looking outside of yourself. You will start to be the person that executes a high level of impact and influence in your own life, in your own industry, in your own career and at work, and really elevate how you do things, elevate your executive presence and who you are in your industry and in your career. And I believe that you tie long-term strategy to day-to-day operations to get better results. And this is exactly what I teach my clients to do in 12 weeks, working one-on-one privately and confidentially with me for 45 minutes a week. We schedule that time. You can ask any questions. We work through any obstacles. I give you a better, elevated strategic perspective and a solution. We unblock thinking and limiting beliefs and obstacles that are so common to you that you cannot see them. So sign up today for a one-on-one call with me. We can talk about your plan to break you through some of these cultural obstacles that you were taught that you are using today in your career and at work that are ineffective and inefficient, because we want to switch you into being a strategic, highly respected, highly rewarded, in-demand executive and CEO so that you can have any job you ever want and do so really, really well. You'll never worry about failing in your career. You will have a new skill set that will keep you head and shoulders above the rest. So reach out to me, schedule that one-on-one call with me to work with you, maybe work with your entire team to get you all on the right strategic page. Until then, put these tips into play. Be sure to sign up for my emails. I send out tips, strategies, and masterclasses regularly every single week. Do not miss out on those. Go out there, be brown, be ambitious, and free to be your very, very best. I will see you here next week. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast. We invite everybody who believes in inclusive success to join the mission here at Brown, Ambitious, and Free. This is for you to be more of who you are and succeed with simple tools and unlearn things that don't support your success. Please subscribe and share this podcast with other supporters and ambitious change makers and visionaries who want to be a part of this important movement to change the face of leadership and wild success. Check out our website to learn all the different ways to connect with me and work with me. You can work with me as a private coaching client one-on-one by booking a consultation call at www.nehacoaching.com. That's N like Nancy, I India, H Harry, A Apple, coaching.com. I also work with leadership teams and organizations to supercharge the leadership and execution and build a culture of success. Send us a message and book a call. Finally, would you like me to speak at your organization or association? That's easy to do. Reach out to us and schedule a masterclass or workshop. Come back every week for important discussions that will revolutionize the way you think, create, and perform to get greater and greater success. I will show you how to use a proven methodology that takes out the guesswork and adds to your success. Join us here each week and spread the message. We will see you soon.